This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Healthcare leaders in Colorado say they want to try to keep people on Medicaid as the state faces deep cuts to that program. CPR's John Daly reports.
State healthcare leaders held a webinar with stakeholders, including providers and enrollees. They manage Health First Colorado, the Medicaid program for low-income Coloradans. Nearly 400,000 people will be subject to new work requirements passed by congressional Republicans, which could cause many to lose coverage. Here's Kim Bimsteffer, Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing.
Our North Star goal is to mitigate the loss of coverage and its catastrophic consequences to Coloradans, providers, and the economy.
Nearly 2,400 people joined the call. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The cost of goods and services in Metro Denver was up 2.1% in July compared to a year ago. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's lower than the U.S. rate of 2.7%. Cheaper gas prices are keeping down the overall inflation rate, while new tariffs drive up other prices. Clothing and furniture are more expensive. Vail Resorts is offering half-price lift tickets for friends of Epic Pass holders this winter. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
People that bought an Epic Pass before April 14th will get 10 half-price tickets to give out. Those that bought later will get 6. The deal applies to all 37 of Vail's North American resorts. Vail is offering the cheaper tickets after the company missed its target for individual lift ticket sales this past winter. At the same time, sales of its Epic Season Pass are flatlining after years of strong growth. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Manitou Springs has a money problem. It was the only city in El Paso County to allow recreational marijuana sales and to collect taxes from those sales. Now that monopoly is over.
It's forced all our department heads and our city administrator to go back and sharpen their pencils.
We'll hear how they're getting along in Manitou Springs a little later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.